بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. This is the first test on the book entitled The Correct Creed. The first question is, who is the author of this book? Who is the author of this book? Who is the author of this book entitled The Correct Creed? Sheikh Abdul Salam bin Burgess. Sheikh Abu Abdul Rahman Abdul Salam bin Burgess bin Nasser bin Karim. Abu Abdul Rahman. Naam. Abdul Salam bin Burgess bin Nasser Al Abdul Karim rahimahullah. That's correct. This is the correct answer. Rahimahullah. Naam. What is his date of birth? What is his date of birth? Date of birth 1387 after Hijrah. 1387 after Hijrah. This is the day he was born, and he was born in Riyadh. Name three scholars he took from. Name three scholars he took from. Meaning he took knowledge from Sheikh Muhammad bin Salih Al Uthaymeen, Sheikh Abdul Aziz bin Baz. Naam. Naam. Aynam. Sheikh Abdul Rahman Al-Atram. And yes, Abdul Rahman bin Jibreen as well, that's right. And Al-Ghudayyan, correct, mashallah. جيد ما شاء الله. The Sheikh rahimahullah was assigned to a post which he put a lot of effort to relieve himself from it. What was that post? A judge. That's right. Yes, a judge. Sheikh Abdul Salam bin Burgess is also known to be what? To be a Naam. That's right. A poet. A poet. Many scholars concurred on something regarding Sheikh Abdus Salam bin Burgess, rahimahullah. Many of them concurred on something regarding the Shaykh rahimahullah. What was that? They said this after his funeral, that he could have been a sign, that he could have been a sign. No, that's right. He was known to be a great defender of the Sunnah. That's right. When was the date when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took him to himself? Second, 14:25, correct. رحم الله الشيخ رحمة واسعة وأسكنه سبحانه وتعالى فسيح جنانه. May Allah's mercy be upon the Sheikh, and may Allah the Most High make his abode in paradise in Al-Firdaws Al-A'la. Now we begin with the book. Why is it a must that every Muslim must believe in the creed of Ahlul Sunnah? Why is it a must that every Muslim must believe in the creed of Ahlul Sunnah? Islam is the Sunnah and Sunnah is Islam. No, but these are general answers. Because it is the creed of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his noble companions. Correct? That's right. That's right. This is the correct answer. Because it is the creed of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his noble companions. No. MashaAllah, on Benjamin, Abu Maryam, Alhamdulillah. This is the answer, because it is the creed of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions. Therefore, whoever opposes this, then he subjects himself to the punishment and to the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, we all know the hadith that the ummah will be divided into 37 sects, all of them in hellfire except one. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam described this saved sect. He described it by few words. What are these words? That which me and my companions are upon. He and his companions are upon that day. That's right. There are those who are upon what I and my companions are upon today. They are upon what I am upon and my companions are upon today. Naam, this is it. This is the path of the saved sect. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from them. This is the criteria. They hold to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the sunnah of the rightly guided caliphs, khalifa. And that's why they are called al-firqatun najiyah, the saved sect, and that's why they were the victorious sect as well. Now we begin in the first chapter in the book, and this is relevant to which type of tawheed, that the author began talking about, which type of tawheed. The Tawheed of Lordship. Yes. Tawheed al-Rububiyyah. Now, Ahl al-Sunnah believe that Allah Ta'ala is singled out in with respect to al-Rububiyyah in what? It means to single Allah alone in creation, kingdom, and running of affairs. That's correct. Naam. MashaAllah. In creation, kingdom, and running of affairs. Can you give one textual proof from the Quran on this? Surah Al-A'raf. Yes, chapter 54. And Surah Ash-Shura 49. That's right. First ayah of the Fatiha, that's right. Surah Al-Hadid 57, yes. That's right, Al-Hadid chapter 57 verse 2. Okay, mashallah. Brumi, I think you have your name derived from a broom, and broom fit to certain places. So you come here to insult. Yes, yes. طيب. Was this type of tawheed known as the tawheed of lordship? Was this something settled, or is it settled in with people, believers and non-believers? Is it so? The answer is yes. No one disputes about it. That's right. Yes, no one disputes about it. Correct. What's the evidence from the Quran that this is the case, that no one disputes about it? What is the evidence? Surah Luqman 31:25. Correct. Qala Allahu Ta'ala, that's correct. Qala Allahu Ta'ala, wala in sa'altahum, let's have the verse, yes. Wala in sa'altahum man khalaqa as-samawati wal ard wa sakhkhara ash-shamsa wal qamar la yaqulunna Allah. And if you ask them who has created the heavens and the earth, they will certainly say Allah. And the other, this is in Luqman 31. And most of them believe not in Allah except that they attribute partners to Him. That's right. That's exactly right. This is in Surah Yusuf. Yes, yes. That's right, sisters. Naam. This is in Surah Yusuf. وَمَا يُؤْمِنُ أَكْثَرُهُمْ بِاللَّهِ إِلَّا وَهُمْ مُشْرِكُونَ. Now, so, were the mushriks on the creed that their gods are partners to Allah in creation? Were they? No, they didn't. They didn't. Then what about their gods then? What about their gods? What did they consider their gods then? Ah, their gods are bring them near to Allah. Yes, yes, that they are intercessors. That's right. They take them as means of nearness and closeness to Allah. Is this similar today with some who ascribe themselves to Islam and they take their so-called saints and awliya as such? This is the same. Exactly. This is the same. طيب. What is the proof in the Quran that they did so? What is the proof that they took them as means of nearness to Allah? Surah Az-Zumar. Yes. 39:3. Ma sha Allah. Yes. Ala lillahi ad-dinu al-khalis. Surely the religion is for Allah only, and those who take awliya, protectors beside Him, say we worship them only that they may bring us near to Allah. You see the point? Also in Safat, yes, 37:36. Surah Fatir. Yes. That's correct. Fatir 40. That's right. MashaAllah, Jayid. So what was the trouble then which came very explicit in the Quran? What was the trouble with the mushriks then? What was the amazing thing? What was the trouble to them then which the Quran spoke about? Yes,
Yes, that all the God, making all the gods to one. Yes, exactly. Yes, exactly, that all the gods have been made one. Where is this in the Quran? Which verse? Which verse? Surah Sa'd, 38:5. Why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, why did he assert this type of tawheed of lordship? Why did he assert it? Why did Allah assert this tawheed of lordship? In order to be a proof for what? Because it necessitates worshipping him, exactly. Because tawheed al-rububiyyah, exactly, tawheed al-rububiyyah necessitates that Allah be worshipped alone. What's the evidence? What's the evidence as such that the tawheed of lordship, yes, Surah 2:21, exactly. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اعْبُدُوا رَبَّكُمُ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. All mankind, worship your Lord. You see? Who created you? All of this is what? Is lordship. And those who were before you, this is lordship, so that you may become. Worship your Lord alone, who created you. You see? Who created you is lordship. This necessitates that he must be worshipped alone. That's right. And Surah Az-Zumar 39:6. That's right. And Surah Quraysh 106, number 4. That's right. And Surah An-Naml 27:63. Now, what can we learn from the verse, so many verses in Surah An-Naml, chapter 27:63, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ends it by saying, A ilahum ma'allah, a God besides Allah. Why he didn't say, is there any ilah, God with Allah? Why he didn't say, A khaliqum ma'allah, a creator with Allah? Although he was mentioning all things about creation in all of these verses, mentioning things about his lordship, why didn't he say yes? Because they didn't dispute that. That's right. Exactly, mashallah. They didn't dispute that. Exactly. Because the people didn't dispute this matter. Yes, exactly. They agreed on that. They agreed on that, mashallah. طيب. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala nullified in textual proofs, which are themselves intellectual proofs, the impossibility of having partners to Allah in lordship. The impossibility of having partners to Allah in worship. Where is that? Al-Mu'minun 91 and Al-Anbiya 22. Yes. No son or offspring or children did Allah beget. Nor is there any ilah, God, along with him. If there had been any gods, behold, each god would have taken away what he had created. And some would have tried to overcome others. glorified be Allah above all that they attribute to Him. And in Surah Al-Anbiya, had there been there in the heavens and the earth gods besides Allah, then verily both would have been ruined. Glorified be Allah, the Lord of the throne. High is He above what they attribute to Him. Naam.
MashaAllah. Naam, MashaAllah. We'll stop here. Alhamdulillah. This is the end of the first.